الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله، ويعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، والله على كل شيء قدير. In the previous ayat, Allah warned very severely of making non-believers our friends, of having bosom friendship, hearty friendship with non-believers. That is, with non-believers, those people who are kufr. And in the likewise, ulama have explained at the various levels of al-kufr duna kufri. There are different levels of kufr. Kufr, which we understand, and we understand it, that a person who disbelieves in Allah Ta'ala. But literally, it means a person who does not make shukr, he also. And all types of sins that a person is involved in. The more greater the sin, which is the kufr, which we normally understand, that is totally haram. After that, below that, any person involved in any type of sin, to that in level, to engage and socialize with him, to engage with him, is also not permissible. In short, with all the wrongdoers, we should not have company with them, not socialize with them, not host them, not feed them, not sit and eat with them, etc. All this is not permitted. Not even permit them in our houses, in our masjids, the wrongdoers, those who break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, we are commanded to keep friends who know ma'as-sadiqeen, those who are the true friends of Allah, with them, kunu, stick to them, hold fast onto them. So much we are commanded with the righteous, but unfortunately we are doing the whole thing the opposite. Those who are the righteous and true servants of Allah, we keep our distance from them. And those who are breaking the laws of Allah, we are befriending them, we are honoring them. When it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a person, مَنْ وَقَّرَ صَاحِبَ بِدْعَةٍ, a person who honors, a person who brings new things in deen, then فَقَدْ عَانَ عَلَىٰ هَدْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ, he has helped in the destruction of Islam. So all people who are doing the wrong things, whatever little support, just socializing with them also, we are helping in destroying Islam. So Allah has warned severely to that. Then in the next ayat, Allah warns us further, that don't just try and think you can hide with this, that you think it is, that nobody will know or anything. قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ, to get, اگر تم چھپاؤگے اپنی جی کی بات یا اس سے ظاہر کروگے, whether you hide that what is in your heart or whether you make it known and open, Allah knows it all. And in the context of this ayat, it is referring directly that if you have got friendship with the non-believers, friendship with the wrongdoers, all the people who are in sin, and you are hiding it in your heart, that friendship, Allah knows about it. And not only what is in your heart, but you will be taken to task by your qawl, what you say, all your words, your af'al, your action, how whatever you are saying in support of the wrongdoers, what you are doing in support of the wrongdoers, hosting them, etc., permitting them to come to your place, etc., all that Allah Ta'ala knows it perfectly well. All the wrong that you are doing and what you are hiding. And normally our position is such that people who are around us and we can see them, so we want to please them. And Allah, that we do not see with our eyes, we make like Allah doesn't exist. And we can displease Allah, we don't have to worry of His command, as though He is not there. But the people, yes, they are there, we must be very worried about them. That is the way of the kuffar, who don't believe in Allah. A mu'min, more than what he sees people around him, he sees Allah in him. He sees Allah is everywhere, and his first concern is to please Allah and not to please the people. But today, unfortunately, our way is also like that of the kuffar. that we want to please the people, we want to keep the peace and harmony. Whether Allah is displeased doesn't matter, as though Allah is not there, or that Allah can't do anything in any case. If I displease the people, then the people will be cross with me, and I'm so worried that people are upset with me, and that Allah is upset, that means nothing to us. So Allah says, you can hide all this, Allah knows everything. Or you make it known, and not only that Allah knows about you, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ, Allah knows everything what is in your heart. Ya usko zahir karo ke janta hai usko Allah ta'ala knows all that. And Allah, remember that Allah doesn't only know about you and what you are hiding and in your secret way what you are communicating with people and what actions, where you are going, who you are socializing with that. Not only does Allah know that, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, اور اس کو معلوم ہے جو کچھ کہے آسمانوں میں اور جو کچھ ہے زمین میں. Allah knows everything what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. Everything Allah is aware of. How have you forgotten Allah Ta'ala? Allah is not forgetting you what you are doing. Allah is watching you. How come you have forgotten Allah? You are worried that the people will become upset with you. Aren't you worried Allah will be upset with you? And in any case, nobody is going to return to people after he dies. He will return to Allah. And Allah will take him to task for everything there. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, اور اللہ ہر چیز پر قادر ہے. And Allah has got power over everything. Allah can take you to task now immediately. Though Allah's system is, his sunnat is, that Allah Ta'ala gives respite. And this world is not the place where Allah Ta'ala rewards or punishes. Only in extreme cases. Otherwise, the place of reward and punishment is the Akhirah. If a person does his whole life good and he doesn't see any good in this world, there is nothing wrong with that. Because this place is not the place for the reward of that. Akhirah is the place. If a person does his whole life all wrong, like many kuffar, how they are living in this world, but things are not going, like so to say, outwardly against them. That is natural. Their place of punishment is not this world, it is the Akhirah. But in some cases, when we excuse certain gunas and they exceed the limits, then even in this world Allah punishes. But normally the world is not the place for results. The place of this is Darul Amal, the place of making Amal. And Darul Jaza is the Akhirah. In Akhirah there is no room to make Amal there. And in this dunya is not the place to be rewarded. If Allah wants to, sometimes in advance, He either punishes here in this dunya also, or He rewards in this dunya. Unfortunately, that also we have made the criteria, that if my life outwardly is going smooth, my dunya, so I'm all right. I can be doing all the wrong things, which Allah explains, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When people don't pay any heed to Allah, and they are gone beyond repair, so to say, then Allah leaves them alone and gives them more of dunya. Their health was not so good before, health becomes better. Their finances were weak, now they become strong. All that, until they commit worse gunas, then Allah takes them to task suddenly. So we must not make this world the criteria, and we must know that befriending the enemies of Allah, whether it is the highest level of the kufr they make, or the sinful people who disobey Allah, accordingly we are in sin, and Allah is fully aware of it. And Allah can take us to task even in this dunya if He wishes to. Otherwise, more a mu'min fears is not for the consequences of dunya, but the consequences in the akhirah, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. So this ayat has warned us that this ayat, that we must not take the wrongdoers, the disbelievers as friends, whether it is in our heart, whether it is by our words, or whether it is by our actions,
Whether it is, we socialize with them. We eat and mix and talk and laugh and joke with them. We go to their place or we entertain them at our place. All this is not permitted. Our friendship must be with the righteous people. And those who are more righteous, more our friendship must be with those people. There also, there are levels of the friendship of Allah. Some are just ordinary friends, just general, and some are very close friends of Allah. According to that, should our relationship be with those people. And it's not difficult to recognize who are the friends of Allah and who are the enemies. It's very, very clear to see. If we are sincere, Allah will show it to us very, very clearly. And when Allah Ta'ala is commanded, كُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, be with the righteous, then fazlan, it is wajib on Allah that Allah will always keep the sadiqeen. When we say that today there are no pious people left, that is our mistake. Otherwise Allah will always keep them and they will be present. It's our duty to look for them and see who are the genuine from those who are fake. We must make out and see, but they are there present. And we won't have any excuse on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah guide us to righteousness, save our iman, and make sure that we associate and our association is with the righteous people, not with the wrong people.